Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Speaking of sunshine, Mr. Sunshine and Mr. Sunshine, Michael Kelly and John Hancock are with us again this morning. Gentlemen, did you get through the snow and the cold okay?
Yeah, I think Michael did better than I did, but yes,
we made it. Now, you have to explain that.
Well, I bolted on Friday afternoon down to Jupiter, Florida. They needed my consultation on pitching, so I'm down here giving some thoughts.
I guess the flight to Cancun was full.
yeah, you and Ted Cruz, Michael Kelly. Yeah. It's the only time you two will be mentioned in the same sentence.
That's right.
Well, the Texas situation is very, obviously, very serious. And it seems to me that one of the rules of the jobs, I should say, of government, one of the jobs of government is to prepare and to respond. And John Hancock, in this case, did Texas go 0-2?
Yeah, they have had years to winterize their grid, and they have chosen not to do that. And they might have thought that, you know, what happened last week would never come, but it, you know, weather does things. You know, we've in Missouri, it took us several legislative sessions to get an ISRIS passed, which was a mechanism to allow Ameren to make some improvements on our grid. It did finally pass, and that's happening. But, you know, there's nothing worse than having extreme weather and not having power. And it wasn't that they didn't have the power. The equipment froze on them and the equipment failed. And that was because they hadn't done the infrastructure work. And I suspect they're going to do it now.
Yeah. Michael, do you think that's the case where government failed in its two primary jobs?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit confusing, right? I mean, look, Texas has been deregulatory heaven. And they move forward with doing all this deregulation. A lot of people complain about the role that government plays in our lives and get government out of our lives until we have what happened the last couple of weeks. And then people want to know what government's doing. Fortunately, in Missouri, we have the Public Service Commission, which regulates the utilities, makes them show that they're keeping their grids up to date and making sure they can't charge more than would be appropriate. In Texas, it's a free-for-all. They deregulated themselves to a position where the companies weren't investing in their grid, weren't winterizing it, and they were chasing the almighty dollar. And unfortunately, you know, Brian and John, I think the big part of this story that we're yet to hear is the amount of people that are perishing as a result of this. I mean, you know, they haven't even gotten a chance to dig out all these folks yet.
No, they haven't. And John, is this an example of what happens when deregulation goes too far and small government goes too far?
Well, utilities are monopolies, and so the government's got an appropriate role in dealing with these monopolies. And, you know, you could fault the company for not taking the infrastructure needs. That's probably appropriate. I've not studied it in detail. But certainly the state government there had to know that in an event like what we've just witnessed, had that occurred, that they were not properly prepared for that cold of weather. You know, it almost completely shut down their wind power. And, you know, that was not the case in the rest of the country where we were prepared and those improvements and the safeguards had been taken. And well, you get what you get in a case like that.
And Michael, talking about the wind power, Governor Abbott went on Fox News and basically blamed wind and solar problems for the problems they had in Texas. And the fact is, it's a very small slice of what the energy production and the energy that Texas uses. And windmills work fine in places like Switzerland and Greenland and Pennsylvania. Right. I mean, it's like it's the Green Deal had nothing to do with this.
Of course not. And what Governor Abbott did right after his Fox News interview is he went and got interviewed by what we all consider the mainstream media or the non-Fox crowd. And he said that, in fact, it wasn't the Green Deal that caused its problems. It was the fact that they had not invested in their grid, etc. that's part of what's going on in this country right now, that we have a narrative that seems to be playing to the far right, which is a fantasy world where a Ted Cruz will get defended for going to Cancun. And we'll have one story, and then when it comes to the rest of the media, he has a different one. Look, this is working. This is not a Green New Deal problem. This was a systematic failure of government in Texas. And this division we have where facts by Fox News are going to be ignored and people are going to follow that like lemmings is not healthy for us. And you look no further than those two interviews where he says one time it was the Green New Deal and the other one he says it's the failing of government.
Well, this is a little bit nuanced. In this transition that we're going through as a society right now, where we're transitioning into alternative energy sources, I think we've got to be careful that we don't completely abandon the fossil fuels in the short term because, you know, we're in a transition period. And you know, there's a lot we don't know. In terms of capacity and things that are done. Texas actually had taken quite a large number of steps to move in that direction with wind and solar. They are largely, though, dependent on natural gas. And everywhere they've gotten are getting in the process of getting rid of coal. And I just think, you know, from the standpoint of having energy reliability, there is nothing more important to the safety of the public and the economy of the country than having reliable energy. So I would just caution that in this transition phase that we do it thoughtfully and carefully.
Yeah, and hopefully the lessons will be learned and we will do that thoughtfully and carefully. Joe Biden made an appearance on the world stage a few days ago and announced that we are back. Michael Kelly, he is expressing more support for NATO than President Trump ever did. A good move on the part of Joe Biden, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the abandonment of our allies through whatever President Trump called it, America First, was just despicable. You know, this world is going to be run by somebody. And why we want to surrender that to the Chinese and the Russians is beyond me. And NATO really provided us the best place to have the most important influence with our allies. And it was important that Joe Biden reasserted himself. And I bet my friend John Hancock doesn't disagree with me.
No, I actually do agree. It's one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of things about the Biden presidency that gave me a little apprehension. But the conduct of foreign policy towards our Western allies, I think he is where, he's in the mainstream of American political thought for the last 80 years. And I think it's extremely important that we maintain and strengthen those ties to NATO and our allies. And, you know, I'm gratified to see this happening.
7:27. It's February 21st. Kelly and Hancock agree.
Okay, yeah, right.
Duly noted, gentlemen.
Mark that tape.
Okay, let me ask you, John, what do you think of how the new president is handling the pandemic compared to his predecessor and, you know, the vaccine rollout, which has been hampered by the weather? But what kind of grade would you give Joe Biden on the handling the pandemic so far?
I think he's done, I think his pandemic response has been good. I think his immigration plan stinks. I think his economic plan is way too ambitious. So, I mean, it's a mixed bag. But as it relates to the pandemic, things seem to be moving along in a positive direction. Cases are down, hospitalizations are down, deaths are down, and that's the right direction to be headed.
See? My guy's good there, Brian. See, what happened was is you asked him a question where he had to say that Joe Biden did good, so he wanted to list off three things he had a problem with. Hey, look, 100 million shots in 100 days. Looks like we're going to far surpass that. We're using the proper force of the government to be able to get the production done by these drug companies. Yeah, it's slow. It's not going as quick as we'd all would like, but at least we have somebody who's focused on it, and it doesn't seem to be playing politics with it. And so I'm pleased with what Joe Biden has accomplished on the vaccine, but needs to do more and needs to do it quicker.
All right. Next week, we can talk more about the stimulus package and immigration that John Hancock does not like so much. But, gentlemen, it's great to have you on, as always, on the Sunday morning. So thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
All right. Michael Kelly and John Hancock and another visitor there this morning. It's 7:29. The news is next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.